Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to get you from where you are, to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that I get to do with KJ today, and we're going to talk all things what's going on in the world of basketball, right? And I get to talk to you about a principle that really is near and dear to my heart, because it's one that's going to kind of make you think. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to ask you that proverbial question. What have you been doing since COVID, since the pandemic? What's going on with you? And this being the fourth quarter in the year, we got to talk all things, what you're doing and what you're going to do, right? But before we get into that, I want to ask a question. This question was posed to me a few years ago, and it was just simply, so Dr. T, what do you have to give? And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, wow, because at that time that I was asked the question, I had absolutely nothing. I had been broken spiritually. I'd been broken financially. I was at my wit's end, but I had an idea. I had a dream. So I began to answer that question, and I put pen to paper. Three things that I really, really want you to kind of hone in on this particular principle, on what you have to give. You're going to always have these three things, I promise you. All right. One, a vision. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. And in layman's terms, when you write your vision, you're literally saying, this is what I have seen, not with my physical eyes, but what I've seen with my heart, right? Because I am connected to him. Two, you're going to know your spiritual gifts. You're going to want to know what your spiritual gifts are. You'll always have something to give. You'll have a vision, Habakkuk 2:2, spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7, where Paul says that, hey, we all got them, all right? One can't say that one is more important than the other. Mine's happen to be faith and prophecy. So I know that I got that to give. And then the third thing, when you're asked that question, so what do you have to give? You got your vision, Habakkuk 2:2. You've got your spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 4:7. And then the third thing, you've got your experiences. Oh, yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. I think it's Revelations 12:11 that tells us that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, okay, and by every word of their testimony. This one here is really important. Not saying that the other two were not, but I want you to always remember that whatever you're going through right now, whether it's facing difficulties of, okay, God, how are we going to do this? How am I going to make the mortgage? Or how am I going to pay the rent? Or how am I going to do what needs to be done? Just think about this. Have you ever prayed and your prayers not been answered? May not have been answered the way you wanted, but it did work out in your favor. So you want to hold on to your testimony, your experiences. So the next time someone asks you, so what do you have to give? You can tell them, you know what? I've got a vision. I've got spiritual gifts, and I've got a testimony of whatever I've gone through. I've made it through it, and I'm going to make it the next time. That's Revelations 12:11. So that's my take on, what do you have to give? So KJ, I'm going to ask you the question. So what do you have to give?
You know what? You kind of put that into like different sections that everybody has to give. whether it's your vision, your gift, I'm sorry, the last part.
Testimony, your testimony, experiences. Yeah.
Experiences. You know what? I know for me, it's, I mainly operate in like gifts and testimony, use my own personal experiences. You know, because I love to see other people shine. You know, if I have the tools and the knowledge of like, okay, I went through that, I went through that, I went through that. Okay, how can I get somebody else to go where they need to be? I love being that bridge for somebody. Because that only makes my bridge even stronger. I think of it like muscle. The more people walk on my bridge, you're building up that muscle. Or if I can direct you to another bridge that may help you out, that's me benefiting you for your vision. I love that as well. You know, I think I operate in the gift of giving. You know, if I can give you, if I can make an opportunity for you, you do the work, but I'm like, okay, here, how about this? Try this out. You know, I give you something and see what you can make into it, and let's go shoot for the stars. You know.
You know, I've got to kind of jump in. I'm tickled right there because you do that to me almost every day. You do know that, right? we have these things called production meetings. And in our production meetings, KJ will oftentimes give me something that he knows will just kind of make me really uncomfortable. And I don't think that you do that to say, hey, look at you, you're going to really flub on this. I honestly think that you do that to challenge me to grow. I honestly believe that when you're growing and you're doing something that you're not comfortable doing, doesn't that just give you not angst? It shouldn't give you too much angst or anxiety, but really kind of make you think, you know what? It makes me lean on him more than anything, especially when it's something dealing with people. You know, this show is, it's been a labor of love, and you know that, right? Yeah. When it came into conception, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you know, maybe. But a dear, dear friend of mine, Mr. Sharasha Jackson, who celebrated his 43rd birthday yesterday, said to me on last evening, you know, Tantan, don't think that show or anything that you're doing is truly you. And I'm thinking, okay. He said, baby, everything you do because you've sold out is for him. And it brought it back home, right? I'm thinking, oh, okay. So me trying to do something without a flaw or without a hiccup or without a mistake, it doesn't prove anything. It does not prove anything because when you're really doing it for people, just like you said, you really got their best interests at heart. Making that bridge a lot smoother. You get to where you need to be, and I swear you'll help me get there. Does that make sense?
It does. And like, you have one thing that people don't understand about giving, that people like need to understand, is that when you give, we said this last week, you open up the possibilities for you to receive as well.
You better believe it.
Yeah, I just like seeing people grow and develop and just seeing them shine as well.
Yeah.
Because it's okay for you to be on the top, but you have no one around you that you know. But you gotta have that. You gotta have the people who are around you, bring everybody up with you.
I love that. So if you were, I guess, parlaying or telling someone who's listening and they don't know where to begin, what modality would you tell someone to do what they're believing that they can do?
You know what? I don't know why like I had that inflection, but I had this conversation this weekend. We were talking about dreams and like, okay, I don't know how to dream. Like, how do I dream? That's that right. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I asked them a question, like, okay, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years? What's the first thing in your mind? Go. Well, I see this, this, and this. That's where we start. You start closing your eyes and you are dreaming. It's like you're envisioning what you want to see in the next couple of years. So I think that's where we can start. Like, where do you want to go? Where does your mind, what's the first thing that comes in your mind when you say, oh, just going on vacation? Hawaii? Cool. You know? And you start building from there.
I love that. Okay, so you're using imagery, and I say imagery because when you close your eyes, you really are kind of using your imagination, right? It's something like that we don't use enough.
Yeah. You know what? And it's a beautiful thing because it's kind of it's like the law of attraction. You're manifesting. Like, okay, what do you want to do for your life? Where do you see yourself? And how you, like, it's so easy for us to think negative thoughts that control our
mind. Come on.
You know, we always talk about, negative thoughts can, like, series your day. But what if a positive thought came in, you know? I have a question. I don't know if you can answer, though. Do you think it takes more, like, 5 times more positive thoughts to impact your day versus one negative thought?
Wow, what a wonderful question and very profound. Yeah. And absolutely so. Absolutely so. I mean, you think about it. We wake up, right? Yeah. I wake up every morning, usually between 3:30 for prayer. I'll lay back down, 5 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock is now my chance to say, you know what? I need to declare some things. I need to kind of put some things in the environment, the atmosphere. I need to remind myself that whatever happens for today, I can't lose. And sometimes that's difficult because life has a way of throwing some curveballs at you. Yeah. And you're at bat and you're trying to swing, right? And you're striking out and hitting balls and, you know, the parameters of softball or baseball. But I literally fight for a positive thought. I fight it. Does that make sense? Yeah. I literally fight to have a good day.
It's a challenge, you know, it's crazy just to think about, like, why is me, like, stubbing my toe on my bed? Like, why is that going to change my entire trajectory of the day versus, like, one, which is, like, a positive thing that happened? It takes you a while into that groove. It's like, okay, the third one, I'm better. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof, where have I been for the last, like, 24 hours? Your whole day's
been. We gotta be careful with that. Seriously, if you're listening to this show and you followed us and you've been, you know, down with us, as my children would say, like 4 flat tires, you do know that everything we talk about on this show is strictly, it's from the Bible, okay? But those are principles. So for us, it's just not a scripture. It's literally, this is how I'm going to outline my day for today. And do we always hit it? Absolutely not. But we get up trying over and over again. And if you think that you can do anything listening to the show and it's a positive thing and you don't have to pray, inviting them into your day, it's difficult. You're making your life real difficult, seriously. So I said all that to say, we really, not just thinking positive thoughts or saying positive things, but we're literally praying and making certain that this decision is going to be the best decision, or this walk is going to be the best walk, or whatever it is that you've got to do. We talk about it all the time. You got to incorporate prayer. You have to.
I was looking at a clip from Evan Almighty. All right.
All right.
Now Morgan Freeman had this line saying that when you ask God for courage, do you expect Him to give you courage, or do you expect Him to give you an opportunity to be courageous?
Hello.
When you pray to God for love, do you ask God to give you love, or does He give you an opportunity to love? You know, when we pray and when we try to act in a lifestyle that's modeling on Jesus, He gives us opportunities. It's not going to change us, because, like, if He just changes us, what's that have to do? Like, He doesn't want a puppet. You know, He'd rather have somebody who can think for themselves. Who really truly loves them, you know?
That's good.
That gives that, all that to say, it's a whole change of heart and a change of mindset. Yes, we're gonna fail. Yes, we're gonna stub our toe on the foot of the bed, you know? But at the end of the day, you know, actively choosing, actively, just choosing love, choosing positivity. And just aligning yourself. I would encourage people to listen to the song by Riley Clemens over and over. You know, even though, like, you make mistakes over and over again, God shows you love and gives you grace.
Wow. That's it in a nutshell. Honestly, yeah. I love that. Right. What's his name again? Riley?
Her name is Riley Clemens. Her.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, Miss Clemens. Thank you very much for that, sir. Wow. I love that. I literally do. I really do. Thank you for that, KJ. Feel better already, man.
You're welcome.
Please don't forget to just kind of follow us and support us like you're doing, all right, on all things at Dr. Tanji Show, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And we really want you to be interactive. I'm literally looking for someone who's saying to me, you know what, Dr. T, I'm ready. I'm ready to take the plunge. I'm ready to start living the life that I'm supposed to live. Hey, drop a line, DM us, you know, let us know how we can serve you. Because that's what it's all about, serving.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, now it's time to know what's going on in the world. We're talking about trending topics, what's trending for the last week that we met. First of all, shout out to Pepperdine, Polar Bears, Black Boys, and Fairy Friends Orchids. The play was a hit.
Can I just say something, seriously? And not to cut you off,
because
I want you to... Unbelievable. And I think I said that when I was, you know, I had the opportunity to watch it on Saturday, okay? And I said to Nick Few in a comment, why didn't you tell me not to wear makeup? I literally cried from the time the play came on till the end of the when they were rolling the credits. You guys did a phenomenal job, KJ.
Thank you. Wow. It's crazy because like it's a virtual performance, you know, with the whole guidelines with like social distancing. We can't really interact with one another. You know, we were all shipped green screens so we can perform the play, and it was a hit.
Wow.
You know, the lines on the platform that we used came like 2 seconds or 3 seconds like earlier. So we had to really anticipate like, oh, I need to talk in before he finishes. So it
flows.
And also, I would like to shout out, they have another opportunity to perform at another theater. Everything online again. A lot of noise. If you guys haven't checked it out, go more because they were, I just found out today. So you guys can watch it. It's an amazing show. You guys will love it. Now we're moving on to them Lakers. All right. I know last week I said the Heat in six. But I'll say this, I'll say right now, the Heat in seven.
Okay. Right. Oh my God, you're still doing that.
Yes, I am.
You're still doing it, yeah?
Yeah,
man.
I am. I have that much faith in the Heat. It's been done before. LeBron's done it. And I believe that the next game is on Friday, 6:30, 6 o'clock, ABC. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Sorry, KJ, I love you.
Expect the Heat win.
I love you dearly, man. Because,
hey, I gotta support my city.
Absolutely.
Now we all heard about it. We all have our own comments about it. We all have our own thoughts about the Trump getting COVID-19.
Yeah.
It was just a huge news, and it's still ongoing. Absolutely. About how he's treating the virus, you know. I would just have to say this, like, I'm no correlation supporting anything about whatever. But for people who are just like saying like, oh, I hope he passes away because of it.
Jeez.
Like,
no,
I wouldn't wish that on anybody because like, that's just like, you know. That's just very foul.
Absolutely.
Foul because it's not a, even though someone has done wrong, doesn't mean you can wish death on that person.
Absolutely.
So I would just say that about it.
Yeah.
There. Yes, you may have disagreed with somebody, but never ever wish death on anybody.
Right. Absolutely.
Because that puts you in the wrong.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a good look. Also, the vice president debate is tonight, 6 p.m. Grab your popcorn, because who knows how it's going to turn out. We have Harris and Vice President Mike Pence in the debate tonight. I believe it's on Fox or CNN.
That's a really good question, and I apologize.
I'll find that out right now. And
absolutely. Absolutely. I will say this while you're looking for that information, that please, you know, when you're listening to debates and when you're studying and you're trying to study exactly, you know, what the platforms are and, you know, what each party participant candidate is for and what are they against, please make sure that, you know, I like to take copious notes. I do. I like to take notes. I like to see, you know, just, you know, blocking out the noise, not just, oh, she scored or, oh, he scored, but it's what they're saying. Is that going to truly benefit my situation, my family, you know, what I'm doing in the marketplace?
Yeah, 100%. Live streams for the debate will be on C-SPAN YouTube channel, CBS YouTube. It'll also be on Twitter, including other channels, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, Fox News. I'm getting this information from TrueNewJersey.com. If I'm wrong, fact check me, but this is the information that I'm getting on live in front of you.
Good deal.
Hey.
Good deal. I like that, man. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So we have a huge storm coming, plowing through the Mexico Gulf. Hurricane Delta, which is Category 4 hurricane, which is hitting along that East Texas, Louisiana area. We just want to get our prayers out.
Absolutely.
That's the second storm that's going through. I think the first one was a Category 1 or so, or a 12. Uh-huh. I'm not 100% mm-hmm. sure. But that two storms within like 2 months, two, 3 months, that's.
Yeah, that's a lot. That really is. And you, like you said it best, that the people that are in the path of the storm are definitely in our prayers and in our thoughts. Mm-hmm. We do stand ready, whatever we can do. And I think it would be really good to kind of get with maybe create the change or someone that's been on the show that perhaps we can put something together, you know, to just kind of let the people know if it's nothing but water, bottled water, or just those things that you're going to need when something like this happened. Again, I don't have all the answers, but whatever we can do, whatever you can do as a listener, as a supporter, then definitely, you know, all hands on deck, please.
Yeah. Because you don't know what other people are facing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if let's say you're in that circumstance, you want somebody to help out for you, you know, even if it's just
absolutely
a some sort. I know everybody's financial needs right now because of the whole pandemic, the corona economy, everything that's going on right now. Everything's changing. So I understand completely. But just spread the word about that and just praying for those people in those areas.
Absolutely.
Also, SNL, Saturday Night Live. Had their first live audience. I know everybody's watching how they handle this situation because of the corona. Everybody had masks in the audience, even like the band players. Chris Rock, who gave the opening monologue, when he gave it, took off his mask. Wow. As he did his monologue and put it back on. So all this to say, it's just like we are trying our best to accommodate the viewers, the audience, just like, okay, how can we still create content and you guys can watch it safely? I know people still have their concerns about the virus. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I thought was really interesting is that New York had reopening guidelines regarding the show. So usually it's free for them to join, but they had to pay the audience members to be there. I believe it's just for concerns like, oh, if you get the virus, at least you're getting compensated.
Okay. Okay.
Because it is a long show when you're there, sitting there without the commercial breaks. You don't see Crest coming to your seat as you're sitting there. But I understand that completely. You know, you would want to be compensated if you're putting yourself at that kind of risk. But this is also something to really look at because movie theaters. We're looking at movie theaters, how we're going to operate in that sense. Game shows, what we're going to be doing around game shows and other sporting events. How are we going to interact? I know the Miami Dolphins, the CDC allowed the Miami Dolphins to have up to 13,000 fans in the stands.
Really?
Yeah, so that's very interesting. It's interesting because we have to understand, like, okay, how are we going to go about this? You know, it's a weird situation because you don't want to gamble on people's lives.
For sure.
But also, you want to also have some sort of movement back to normalcy as well.
Absolutely. Didn't you say, KJ, and I were talking off camera not too long ago, and you were saying that, Tyler Perry had opened up its studios, and he was going to, resume filming. So, is not to, downplay what SNL is doing or did, but he literally was he not one of the first ones that kind of put it out there that we're going to quarantine everybody and we're going to shoot like this?
Yeah, he did. He did. And those are for the actors and crew members, not for the audience per se. The audience is a different story because of, like, who said the audience wants to quarantine for 2 weeks before coming to the show? How do you track that? How much money would that cost?
Okay.
You know? So you have to really, like, have that, like, foreground knowledge, like, how much money will be losing? Because a lot of productions are losing money because of it. They're spending extra money, extra finances, insurance, and healthcare.
Gotcha. You know?
And paying actors for staying quarantined as well. You know, so it's a lot. It's a lot of variables that we can't just be like, oh, just do this.
For sure.
You know, so I understand completely. I know people are just trying to be cautious about what's going on, and that is all we have for trending. So I pass the best to you, Dr. T.
Well, honey, you did wonderful. I just kind of want to make certain that you do understand, guys, and you do know that on Mondays at 5 p.m., we do Talk to Tanji. That's Facebook Live. That's me kind of interacting with a guest or just you, encouraging you, letting you know that you got work to do. And if you're not doing it, then why? And let's get busy. And then, of course, Kat Kenna, my new baby, Kat Kenna Publishing. We're looking for that beautiful editorial director that will come aboard and just go over manuscripts and do all those things an editor does. That's Kat Kenna Publishing, and I'm so excited about that. And then, of course, my YouTube channel, The Dr. Tanji Show, thank you so much, Dawn Strozier. Oh, I love her so very much. Little bitty something, but this woman has so much, I call it gumption. She truly lives life bigger than anybody that I've seen with the short statue, and I know she's going to have my head for saying that. But that is coming out, I want to say, Friday at
6 p.m. on your YouTube. Past shows regarding Dr. Tanji. We're on the series of Vision. This is part two. Last week, if you missed last week, we had Carrie Ann Brennan's join us. So stay tuned. And be like, and educate yourself on past Dr. Tanji. There was a lot of growth from what you see then versus.
Oh, I know, right?
It is insane. It is insane. I was looking at some of the videos. I'm just like, that was you.
I know, right?
Why did I sound like that? But I mean, check it out. You don't want to miss it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's because, like I said before, I just said it. This man stretches me very uncomfortable at times, but I trust the process and I trust me. And I did say yes, so here I am to be stretched. Not a problem at all. You know, KJ, 2020 has been, wow, it's been something, man. You know, we started with, unfortunately, the death of Kobe and his daughter and those beautiful spirits, lives that were lost, you know, tragically. And, you know, if you were prior to that, if you were like me, you know, even though I wasn't where I needed to be, you know, physically and financially, and we were moving, and it was just so many things that were awry, I honestly believe that, okay, everything that I believe God for December 31st is going to come to pass. You know, it's just going to be a great year. It's 2020. And ouch. Here we have a pandemic that, not an epidemic, but a pandemic, meaning that it is worldwide, not just stateside, meaning that there are countries and continents that are going to be affected by this. And no one really could have prepared us for this. They could not have. And it's been, again, it's been a lot of things that went awry, but I think the hope or the glimmer of been putting pen to paper, and you've been sitting down and kind of, you know, excusing yourself from being the center of the party, of the life of the party, and really giving it some thought. What are you going to do with the next 90 days, the next quarter of your life?
Yeah. We're entering the fourth quarter of the year.
Yeah.
October, it's like we just started. We're on October 7th. Now, yeah. The time is going by really fast. And especially in the fourth quarter, time speeds up.
Yeah.
Because you have holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Election Day, go vote.
Please vote.
Christmas and New Year's. It's going to go by really fast, especially for the people in school, because it's going boom, 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 boom. Winter break, back to school next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to like have a reflection time of, okay, what have you done during this time? We're gonna talk about our own experiences right now, and sure. How can we help you guys make it to the finish line?
Absolutely. So I'll start
with myself. So for me, 2020 has been very interesting, you know, when it came down to like my own personal development. Mm-hmm. I felt static entering 2020. I feel like, okay, I'm not growing. I'm in the same spot. I feel frazzled, you know. And then I think this year has been more focusing on my relationships rather than my career. Whether it be my family, my girlfriend, friends, really just like understanding what love is, understanding how to listen, understanding how to encourage. Yes, there has been a lot of pitfalls. A lot of pitfalls when it came down to like communication, like my entire family living in one house, so we're gonna butt heads, you know. So for me, it has been a huge ground for just like, okay, how do I understand? How do I coexist? You know, so that's what 2020 has been for me. Also, planning ahead, understanding myself, what do I really want, what do I really need, just for my own personal growth, asking, okay, what's going on in this area? My arm hurts, but I don't understand what's causing the pain. So it's just a lot of like uncovering, like, I don't like this in my life, and do I have control of those areas? If I don't have control, then I kind of have to deal with that. But if I have control, how do I nip that in the bud and become the best version of myself? So that's what's been like transpiring for me for 2020. Less likely focusing on career, but more personal and like self-evaluation and family.
I love that, KJ. Well spoken, sir. And your honesty. Thank you so much for being honest. Seriously. Open, honest, and sincere about the pitfalls, because we do have them. For me, this 2020, man, I've spent more time, and I'm not complaining about this, but I've truly spent more time making certain that those who call me or those who text me or DM, making sure that they're good, making sure that they're solid, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I had to ask the question, so what if this is your last time? Have you truly, and this is me talking to me, have you done everything that you were supposed to do? Now, I could literally give him an excuse, him being him, dad, we were waiting on this and it didn't happen, or, well, I didn't have, or, you know, COVID hit, but I got, for lack of a better word, I got naked and I saw that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Yes, it's good to be able to encourage someone. Yes, it's good to be able to pray for people. And that's what I do literally all day. But what if what he birthed, what he placed in me, the books, you know, and the businesses and making certain that there's a legacy left for my children and my grandchildren, I gotta get busy. So I got up from crying and wailing and said, listen, this is it. No more of this. So I put pen to paper and I finally finished, you know, the manuscript that I'm working on a couple of more all at the same time and launching businesses, not to say, hey, look at me, but to say, look at him. Because even when there are uncertainties, he's still God. When you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, so that's what I've been doing. That's exactly what I've been doing. I've been living life from the inside out instead of the outside in. And it's only when I start to live from the outside in do I start to have problems. I kid you not, do I start to have hiccups. But if I live from the inside out, it works. So I'm going back to basics. That's what I've done.
Going back to basics. And I think 2020 has been a year of just like understanding yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, what's going on? How come, like, where am I at? It's a pause in the world. You know, and if you had to say, like, what goals did you fall short of? What did you fall short? What are you not doing? Like, for me, it's writing. I was supposed to be writing a whole bunch this year. I got a whole writing, but then I was like, oh, X, Y, and Z happened. Distraction happened. Then you start prioritizing your time into something else. I know writing for me, it's a big, big part of my life, but it's just like I just stopped. You know? It's just like, and I feel bad about it. Like, honestly. Yeah. So what about you, Dr. T? What about you?
Your question. What was your question? Say that once again.
What are some goals where you fell short of?
Oh, dear God, man. Okay. I don't think the show is long enough. Oh, my God.
Give me one, because I feel like you have a toilet paper roll. Look. That's what it sounds like. It's like, oh, gosh, we don't have time.
The goal that I fell short of was, I purposely, January 1st, said, for this year, I'm going to encourage 10 people, 10 physical people a day. I'm going to be able to physically say something, not just, you know, over the social media platforms, and I'm grateful for that, but I physically want it to be with, you know, the 10 folk, even if in passing, to encourage them or to motivate or to just ask them, hey, what's going on with you today? And I didn't, because I got so bummed, you know, so I guess carried away with the day-to-day of, okay, there's a quarantine going on, okay, you know, there's limited whatever, that I missed the mark. I really, really did. That was a goal for me. And that was a really important one, because I honestly believe that when you meet people and you're able to smile with a man or just tell them that, you know what, everything's going to be fine, or celebrate some victories with them, I think it just makes life richer. You know, it does. I love meeting strangers.
I love, don't get me started with that. Don't get me started with that, because that is
the thing.
ever when I could connect with somebody who you don't know.
Because it
feels like they don't know everything you went through, and they're seeing you as a human as you really are.
Yeah.
That's the time period that's like where you got your purest form, I believe.
Yeah. It's like, absolutely.
I don't know you, but hey, what's up? You want a
dollar? Absolutely. Like that. Absolutely. I actually did that in Walmart. I kid you not, to a really? Lady. Then ask her that you want a dollar, but we were on the same aisle. And I've just got a real problem sometimes just walking past folk, even with a mask on, not saying hi. The mask have kind of, when they said they, being the powers that be, CDC and their local officials, said social distance, that really got in the mindset of people, meaning that with this mask, I don't have to speak to you. I don't have to look you in the eye. I can be real nasty to you because you can't see me. So, ouch. Yeah. we got to do better with that. We do. We definitely do. Yes, I'm all for wearing your mask. Absolutely. I'm all for 6 feet. And if you can do 9 feet, from someone and washing your hands. But we got to get back to that humanness. We're still human at the end of the day, right?
100%. Yeah. We fall and make mistakes. You know? And I know that we fall short in our goals. What could you do right now that could still allow you to reach your goal of speaking to 10 people?
Wow, that's a good one, KJ. Shame on you. I could purposely, even with the mask, even with the mask, I can slow down. I got to slow down. Okay. If I'm really serious about those 10 people that I said on January 1st, I got to slow down. I got to look people in the eye and say hello. Even if it's just a hello, you don't know the weight that people carry. And when you can smile, oh my God, I may not be able to physically hug you, but I can smile. I can tell you that you really do matter, or hey, I like that mask, girl, or something. I get it that the world is there's systems that need to be broken. There are systems that need to be torn down and rebuilt. I get that. It reminds me of John 3:16, where God says, for God so loved the world. Mm-hmm. Not for God to love the Christians, the Hindus, the Muslims. God to love the world, the systems that he gave his only begotten son. We've got an opportunity right now, KJ, to make differences that blows the minds of those that are going to come behind us and do some incredible things. We can do it now. You guys took it let me see if I can get the play title. Black Boys, yeah.
I'm going to stop right there.
Yep.
There we go. Polar Bears, Black Boys, and Prairie Shrimp.
Thank you, baby. You get it though, right?
Yes.
You're having that difficult conversation. So I think I'm going to slow down and I'm going to go back and commit to my level of commitment. With mask or no mask, I can still be impactful by telling someone hello, by just taking it for a minute and saying hi. Even if I'm, this far apart, that gives me a sense of peace knowing that someone I don't know can go back and tell someone that they're going home to or what have you. I met this lady in the supermarket, man, and she smiled, mm-hmm. We got to get back to that, man. We're missing it. We really are.
And I do that all the time when I'm in a store. I see something that I like. I'm like, oh, cool. I like you. I like your jacket. I'm not trying to flirt.
Yeah.
It's a cool jacket. Don't.
Right.
I'm like, okay, bye. I've had that happen to me before. I was like, okay.
Are you serious?
It's hilarious. Just like, I have a boyfriend. And I'm like,
I know, right?
Dear, I like the jacket. Where'd you get it? Gap? I don't know. But
that's funny.
Yeah. That's something that I miss as a whole, to have interaction with people. And we can also do it on social media, even though we trying to detox from it because we're on Zoom for so many hours of the day.
But for sure.
Media as well is a good thing. Slotting people's DMs, say, hey, just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. I love it. Leave it at that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That goes a long way.
It goes a long way.
It does.
Yeah. because you don't know what people are dealing with. I know for me, when it comes down to writing, just gotta do it. You know, I was in class this morning, and they were just saying, "Hey, just write." And one of my friends was saying 99% of the time, I'm just looking at my screen. Not 1% I'm actually writing because I'm just, I don't know what to write. Just go, you know?
Just go for it.
Just go for it. I know that's something I can work on. And let's challenge each other right now, you know?
All
right. If you're going to meet your 10 people a day, I'll see if I can, no, we won't see. We'll do it.
We'll do it. I love that. Absolutely. That's what a king does. A king sets a command.
And I'll finish the script by the end of the year.
All right. I can do that. I'm up for the challenge.
Virtual shake. There you go. We're going to follow back up on June 1st around that time to see where we're at. Let's do it.
You know, when you write it down, right? You're exerting energy. You're putting, you know, that this is something you're going to hold your feet to the fire on and you're going to do it. So I welcome the challenge.
Okay.
I welcome it. You're going to be writing how much now?
Should we have a wager?
Sure. Whatever you name it is.
All right. Whoever doesn't finish buys the other person dinner.
Hey, anywhere they want to eat, right?
Within their budget.
You know what I'm listening for? I'm like, Nobu, here I come.
I thought about Nobu. I was like, nope.
Did you really?
I did. I was like, no.
Nobu is the truth. If you are following restaurants and foodies and all that stuff, you know that Nobu is a beautiful restaurant that I think there's one. I want to say if it's not out in Santa Monica on the pier, it's somewhere. Okay, PCH. Yep. So I'm on for it. I'm ready.
All right.
Now, with that, guys, again, thank you so very much for all that you've been doing in the way of support. I want to be able to thank everybody personally. I do. Thank you so much for liking her. Thank you for your support. So I'm going to tell you right now, your support means the world. This guy right here, when he puts together the production, sometimes I'm wondering, okay, KJ, how are you going to do this? But he does it, and I'm grateful for that. So with that being said, please do not forget, when you're asked that question, what do you have to give? Three things. You've got your vision, you've got your spiritual gifts, and what's the third thing? Your experiences. You've got your experiences, you know. Absolutely. Do not take those things for granted that you may have had to stop something and start it over again and put it on the shelf. I did that with my business several years while I was in med school. I said, nope, can't do it anymore. There was just so many challenges, but it was God putting that desire here and knowing that I got to do this. And you've got to remember also that you cannot do whatever you plan to do by yourself. No man is an island. You need people. You agree? Yeah? You need people. And with that, please don't forget to follow, support, like, give your comments or suggestions on all social media platforms at Dr. Tanji Show. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show, where Friday night at 6 p.m., Friday evening rather, we're going to have, what's your name? Yes. Yes. And that's on Friday. Don't forget to smile. Smile from your soul. Even when you're wanting to cry, or even if you're crying, you can always smile because tomorrow, okay, it is going to get better. It'll get better today once you decide, you know what, no matter what's going on in my life, it's got to get better and it's going to start today. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, KJ. That's our show. I love talking to you, man. Thank you so very much for joining LA Talk Radio. We love you dearly. Thank you, Sam and Ronan, for all that you do. Until next time, don't forget, Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Talk to Tanji Facebook Live. And then Wednesday, join us again right here on LA Talk Radio, the Dr. Tanji Show. 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until next time, bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.